ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. More than 70,000 AT&T customers impacted by a network outage today. That service has since been restored, but the cause, unknown.
AT&T's apologized for the outages and says it's taking steps to ensure it does not happen again, but the federal government wants to know why this happened.
DHS and the FBI are looking into this as well, working with the tech industry, these network providers.
National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby, the system that handles 911 calls, was affected by the outages. Brian Clark, ABC News.
New concerns over in vitro fertilization in Alabama. Three IVF providers have now paused treatments. That after the state's Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos are legally children. President Biden met privately in San Francisco with the wife and daughter of Alexei Navalny. The Russian opposition leader died at a Russian prison camp. The president blames Russia's leader for his death and will sign off on new sanctions tomorrow. This is ABC News. Today marks 2 years since Russia invaded Ukraine. Russia has been making gains on the ground. Ukraine says it's due to a shortage of weapons for its troops. A Senate passed aid package for the Israel and Ukraine is still stalled in Congress. ABC's James Longman is in Kyiv.
A new internal U.S. estimate is revealing Ukraine's military shortages could become catastrophic by spring. In an ABC News exclusive, two U.S. officials describe late March as a critical time if U.S. aid doesn't come through.
Denmark says it will deliver fighter jets to Ukraine by summer. Panda diplomacy is warming up again.
China announcing its Wildlife Conservation Association now has an agreement with the San Diego Zoo and with the Madrid Zoo in Spain to lend the zoo's pandas. Atlanta has been the final U.S. zoo with pandas, but they were set to return to China this year. The Chinese embassy says the country is also negotiating with the National Zoo in Washington to possibly return pandas there as well.
ABC's Alex Stone. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. A few clouds tonight with a low of 29. Winds will be northwest 5 to 15. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. It will be breezy and colder with a 30% chance of snow showers by midday. High 40. Winds south 10 to 15. And clearing out on Friday night, and it will be cold with a low of 14. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 6 miles per hour. And under mostly sunny skies, our current temperature is 60 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great buys this month include Prime Guard Ultra Pure Def 2.5 gallon jug is on sale at $8.99. Plus Ace Rust Stop 15-ounce spray can is 2 for $12, and Ace Premium 12-ounce can is 2 for $10. Also, Ace Basic Furnace Air Filters are still on sale. Buy 3, get 1 free, and stop in to see these and many other products at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A man is dead in a farm accident in Greene County. Deputies say a 50-year-old man was demolishing a silo in Monroe when it collapsed on top of him. Medical crews responding to the scene were unable to revive him. An investigation is underway and the man's name is being withheld by deputies. Wisconsin's local election officials reported a smooth spring primary Tuesday, demonstrating that Wisconsin's municipal and county clerks are prepared to administer the 3 remaining scheduled elections this year. February 20th was the first election, where new WEC-developed absentee envelopes were used by voters. As with all elections, WEC staff extended their normal working hours Tuesday to ensure local clerks and voters were supported if they had Election Day questions or concerns. The nonpartisan spring primary narrowed the number of candidates who will appear on the ballot for the April 2nd spring election. There were no statewide contests in this year's spring primary. The WEC does not plan to calculate preliminary unofficial statewide turnout figures for Tuesday's election, since there was not a statewide contest on which to base the turnout estimate. Governor Evers is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reconsider the state's congressional maps after he changed Wisconsin's legislative boundaries this week. Evers drew those congressional maps himself, but now he's arguing he did so under circumstances that no longer apply. Republicans hold 8 of Wisconsin's U.S. House seats. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says he opposes abortion except in cases of rape, incest, or when the life of the mother is in danger. The Journal Sentinel reports Hovde's position may have evolved since the last time he ran for Senate. In 2012, he told a Green Bay radio station he was totally opposed to abortion. The leader of the Forest County Potawatomi tribe has called on Wisconsin lawmakers and other state leaders to search for bipartisan solutions to problems, including human trafficking and affordable housing. James Crawford, chair of the Potawatomi, delivered the annual State of the Tribes address in the Assembly Chamber today. In addition to Assembly members, other attendees included leaders from the state's 11 other federally recognized tribes, state senators, Wisconsin Supreme Court justices, and Attorney General Josh Call. Crawford says that despite differences, Wisconsin's tribes and our state's leaders can and must continue to collaborate and work together for the greater good. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is asking the state Supreme Court to overturn a 174-year-old state law that conservatives have interpreted as an abortion ban. The organization filed a petition today asking the high court to find the law unconstitutional without letting any lower courts rule first. Liberals hold a 4-3 majority on the Supreme Court, and one justice has repeatedly declared her support for abortion rights. Democratic Attorney General Josh Call won a ruling from a Dane County judge last year that the ban only prohibits feticide. Planned Parenthood is seeking a much broader ruling confirming a right to abortion under the state constitution. The Department of Education is offering breaks on student loans. Cora Hume is with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. She says borrowers with non-federally held loans need to consolidate them into a direct consolidation loan by the end of April.
Older borrowers are less likely to hold direct loans, which would already benefit from this pay count adjustment. And then those that do own direct loans, they're less likely to participate in this IDR program that caps their monthly payments.
She says older borrowers can take advantage if they consolidate balances that don't qualify.
The commercially managed federally family education loans, the health and education assistance loans, and Perkins loans. Another loan that sort of is a quasi-need for consolidation are Parent PLUS loans.
Hume recommends acting sooner rather than later. More Wisconsin farmers are taking the government up on incentives to try more sustainable practices. Mike Lavender is with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition.
In so many ways, it is about access to programs within USDA or information, making sure that we can use all of those avenues to drive adoption in the way that we know there is demand.
He says that was even before the USDA provided more incentives.
So while this is, of course, accurate and really important to wrap our heads around, there's even newer data that we're getting from Inflation Reduction Act funding demand that it's important to take into account.
The Inflation Reduction Act provided nearly $20 billion for popular conservation programs. Crawford County Land Conservation District, Mississippi River Regional Planning Commission, and Crawford Stewardship Project will host an informative event Sunday from 3 to 5:30 at Seneca School. Join them for an afternoon of presentations and discussion about the current situation and opportunities for local municipalities and to understand and work for communities' vision for future. Presenters will be John Bingle, Mississippi River Regional Planning Commission, Phil Muller, Utica Township Supervisor, Dave Trester, Crawford County Conservationist, Lisa Dewar, Polk County Citizen Advocate and Farmer, and Dr. Steve Oberle, agroecologist and former county conservationist. A question and answer period along with discussion will also be held. Refreshments will be provided. Shake Rag Alley Center for the Arts is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. In celebration, this year's lineup of artists in residence selected for the Sherbarth Residency Program has been announced. Artists are historical fiction author Hilda DeMuth Lutz, playwright Nina Kissinger, and watercolor artist Janet Vetter. The Sherbarth residency is competitively awarded to artists and makers in the visual, performing, and literary arts who seek to share their work in a public forum and contribute stewardship hours to the Shake Rag Alley campus while working on a project. Shake Rag Alley provides lodging, studio space, and opportunities to connect with the Shake Rag Alley's creative community. Through the generosity of the late Jim Sherbarth, who endowed the program, artists and makers will have access to the time and space needed to work and create, as well as to the nurturing environment of Mineral Point and the chance to interact with its network of resident artists. While living on the unique campus of historic and reproduction buildings, Sherbarth residents contribute in meaningful ways to the mission of Shake Rag Alley. Meanwhile, members of the public benefit from the special access they have to the artists through public events with opportunities to interact with artists. Join Hilda DeMuth Lutz Sunday at 4 at Republic of Letters Books for a reading and craft talk about her book in progress, Dreams of Stone and Glass. Playwright Nina Kissinger offers a table read and workshop of her play in progress, I Wasn't Planning on Saying Anything, Tuesday, March 5th at 6 at the Lynn Pavilion, featuring local actors. And watercolor artist Janet Vetter will share a presentation on the history of botanical art to the Fitchburg Active Women's Group when they visit Mineral Point during her residency. Today's winner of $50 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Kurt Mellum of Richland Center on ticket number 48.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, and monuments and memorials. Maggie Wright, 86, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow in the Vaulton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Those attending are asked to dress colorfully. Maggie Wright, 86, of Richland Center. Merlin Leonard Leverins, 71, of Richland Center, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 6 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel with military rites to follow. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until the time of service at 6. Merlin Leonard Leverins, 71, of Richland Center. Ella Mae Lemoyne, 84, of Lavelle, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11:30 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will be in St. Peter's Lutheran Cemetery following the service. Friends may call at St. Peter's Lutheran Church Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Ella Mae Lemoyne, 84, of Laval. Edith Burkhalter, 93, of Laval, died February 15th at home after a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Piha Funeral Home in Waniwok. Burial will be at Pine Eden Cemetery, Waniwok. A luncheon will follow at the Waniwok American Legion Hall. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1:30. In lieu of flowers, donations to a Grace Hospice Care, Shriners Hospitals for Children, or St. Jude's Children's Hospital would be appreciated. Edith Burkhalter, 93, of Laval. Doris A. Brown, 85, of Blue River, died February 9th at Boscobel Care and Rehab. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Friends of Blue River. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements for Doris A. Brown, 85, of Blue River. Wilmer Edward Pliner, 89, of Richland Center, died Monday after a long and courageous battle with dementia. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be at the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 2 to 5. Memorials may be made to the family. Wilmer Edward Pliner, 89, of Richland Center. Robert Rinflish, 77, of Muscadet, died February 12th. Military graveside rites will be held at the Basswood Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert Rinflish, 77, of Muscadet.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's here. Did you know February is National Bird Feeding Month? Here at Walsh's, we carry all your bird feeding needs. Suet cakes to many different kinds of bird seeds by the pound or by the big 50-pound bags. We also carry a wonderful selection of bird feeders. And if you're looking for a new hummingbird feeder for later in the year, we have you covered. So stop in at Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Tonight, a few clouds build in and winds start to get a bit breezy as low temperatures fall to the upper 20s. This as a cold front smacks us, bringing mostly cloudy skies tomorrow morning, breezy winds, and actually a shot of some snow showers by midday, which could accumulate a trace to maybe half an inch. This, of course, will suppress our high temperatures to staying in the upper 30s to maybe flirting with 40. But as the winds continue to stay breezy tomorrow night and the clouds start to clear out and we drop cold to temperatures in the teens, we're going to be feeling some wind chills by Saturday morning, where it could be feeling more like near zero. So a quick little blast of winter because we quickly rebound on Saturday. From a crisp and cold morning to a mild afternoon with highs in the upper 30s to low 40s. Oh yeah, and did I mention it's going to be super sunny too? So a gorgeous Saturday to get outside and enjoy, and we put that on repeat for Sunday too. In fact, it'll even be warmer with highs striking the 50s. However, there will be a few more clouds in the sky that day under partly cloudy skies, but it'll be mild. And then the extreme warmth strikes us, this all ahead of a big low-pressure system that's going to be surging south winds, pumping our temperatures high and probably shattering some record-high temperatures. Because we'll tap 60 degrees by Monday, and the mid-60s to potentially some upper 60s can't be ruled out for Tuesday. Yeah, that warm. However, Tuesday won't be the most pleasant day. We'll see more clouds than sun. It'll be a bit breezy and scattered rain showers pushing in. Enjoy the rest of your evening. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 59 degrees after a daytime high of 62 and a morning low of 28. Yesterday's high was 59 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 2017 is 70 degrees with a record low of 17 below set back in 1966. Last year's high was 28 with a low of 24. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:41 with sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:48. Winds are out of the southwest at around 5 to 7 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.65, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 59 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Phil Nee has a look at the basketball schedule for tonight.
It's the final night of the boys' basketball regular schedule. Games include Reedsburg at Mount Horeb, Sauk Prairie at Edgewood, Nakusa at Adams Friendship, Mauston visits Wisconsin Dells, Bangor at Royal, Potosi at Highland, Riverdale at Darlington, Southwestern at Fenimore, Wisconsin Heights travels to Marshall, North Crawford is at DeSoto, Kickapoo at Weston, and Wazika Steuben at Ithaca. Prairie du Chien is at River Valley, and Platteville at Dodgeville, plus Lancaster takes on Richland Center at the Hornets' home fieldhouse. Head coach Brian Poles talked to us about Lancaster.
Well, we were talking just about the missed opportunity that we had the first time when we played Lancaster. You know, we were up, I think we had about a six-point lead with 3 or 4 minutes to go and just couldn't execute down the stretch. So I think we have the confidence that we know we can play with them. We had the opportunity there, and we're looking forward to, you know, getting them on our floor. It's our last home game, so we're going to have some fun with that and just really take advantage of the opportunity, knowing, like I said, we're playing better basketball right now, and we just want to see where we're at. A lot of these games recently have been in the conference just that second time around, and we've shown a lot of improvement. So we're looking to keep that going against Lancaster.
That's Richland Center boys basketball coach Brian Poles. I'm Phil Nee.
Founded in Prairie du Sac over 100 years ago and locally staffed, Schwartz Insurance has grown to be one of Wisconsin's leading independent insurance agencies. Caring about their customers is an important part of their past and the key to their future. Talk to them about your personal, business, farm, life, or health insurance needs. Call 647-8891 in Richland Center and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual insurance agency.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. And day one of the WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament at the Kohl Center kicked off today. And with a report of this afternoon's action, here's Bill Twining.
Good afternoon from the Kohl Center in Madison, along with David Wermond. I'm Bill Twining. This is the 81st annual Boys State Wrestling Tournament, the third Girls State Wrestling Tournament. Got underway about 3 o'clock this afternoon. That's how things have fared. For the girls, leading the way from the area, Emma Hady, a senior from Richland Center, came from a 5-2 deficit to score a pin, 3-17 first-round match for Emma Hady over freshman Addison Brown of Winneconne. With the victory, Emma moves into the quarterfinals and will wrestle again tonight. Her opponent will be Kaylin Whittier, a junior from McWanago. I can also tell you from the area, first of all, at 100 pounds, Kylie Clum of Westby was a winner. She moves into the quarterfinals. Ava Lord, a junior from Dodgeville, suffered a defeat. The girl that beats her has to win tonight in the quarterfinals in order for Ava Lord to have a chance to wrestle again. If so, that would be tomorrow morning. Closer to home, a connection, a freshman from Holman High School, Caitlin Lambreys, whose dad, Justin, wrestled for Richland Center, graduated back in 1996, part of that 93 team that went to the state team tournament for Richland Center. Caitlin Lambreys was a winner by pin. She moves into the quarterfinals and will wrestle tonight against the second seed, Ava Peters of Pulaski. Brooklyn Lull, a senior from Fenimore, also posted a win in the 107-pound weight class. 114, both Marissa Clum of Westby and Zoe Lick, a freshman from Lodi, suffered defeats, and they were knocked out of the championship bracket, and both hope for wrestlebacks tomorrow. At 120, Delia Collins used just 15 seconds, a sophomore from Mineral Point, top-seeded in her weight class, scores a pin, and moves into the quarterfinals tonight. She's joined there by Amelia Adams of La Crosse Logan Central and Althea Ekdahl of Monroe. Top-seeded Maddie Peach of Milton moves into the quarterfinals at 126. Also with a win, freshman Frankie Groom of North Crawford Seneca. 57 seconds of pin time for Frankie Groom. She picks up a win as this girls' first round continues, and the quarterfinals are scheduled for this evening for the girls. We'll have those on the air as well as the preliminary round matches for Divisions 2 and 3. Division 1 is already underway as they are competing in their first round matches. Like the girls, it's a 16-person bracket. You have to win your first round match to continue in the championship bracket. If you lose the first match, the one that beats you has to win in order for you to have a wrestle back tomorrow. Closer to home, let's take a look. A win for junior trainer Curtin of Reedsburg at 113 over sophomore Mason Spear of Wanakee. Curtin wrestles in the quarterfinals tonight. His teammate, Cade Parrish, a junior for Reedsburg. Cade's dad, Scott, used to coach the Weston Silver Eagles wrestling team. Cade was defeated, now has to hope the man that beat him, fourth-seeded Cale Zielinski of Muskego, wins his quarterfinal tonight. If he does, Cade Parrish will get a chance to wrestle tomorrow in the consolation bracket. At 126 pounds, Turner Campbell of Holman posted a victory. He moves on. At 132, Sparta's lone wrestler in the tournament, Devin Leitzel, is a 9-3 winner. His tournament continues, as does that of junior Peyton Oberg of Baraboo, picks up a first-round win. At 138, both Tyson Peach of Milton and Preston Prattville of Holman post wins. Prattville scored the pin at the expense of senior Colton Harris of Reedsburg. His tournament future depends on whether or not Prattville wins his quarterfinal tonight. 144, Toma with just one wrestler in the tournament. He was a winner, Cameron Finch, with a pin in his first-round match over Brett Plumidall of West Salem Bangor. Stoughton has just two wrestlers in this tournament. One of them is a second-seeded man at 144, Cole Sarbacher. He scored a pin and moves into tonight's quarterfinals. We will have action on the air, beginning with a pregame show prior to 6:30 tonight on WRCO-FM. David Werman will join me. Kirk Layer probably will be here as well as we look forward to bringing you tonight's preliminaries and girls' quarterfinals. Preliminaries in Divisions 2 and 3, they kick in tonight here at the Cole Center in Madison. For WRCO Sports and David Werman, I'm Bill Twine.
Thanks, Bill. Gary Sanchez is guaranteed $3 million in his one-year contract with the Milwaukee Brewers and can earn an additional $4 million this year depending on the condition of his right wrist and could make $14 million over two seasons. The catcher's deal includes a $3 million salary for this year. There is a buyout of the option if it is not exercised, but the buyout amount depends on days on the active roster this year plus days on the major league injured list with what is defined as a qualifying injury, specified as a fractured bone or torn ligament in any part of the body other than his right wrist. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all. Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. February is Pet Spay Neuter Awareness Month. The Okooch Mountain Humane Society urges all cat and dog owners to help reduce the number of unwanted cats and dogs. Animals that are unwanted usually end up being mistreated or abandoned. On the other hand, when pets are neutered or spayed, they live longer, healthier lives. Be a responsible pet owner. Help put a stop to the overpopulation of unwanted pets by having your pets spayed or neutered, and urging everyone you know to do the same. For more information about spaying and neutering pets, talk to your veterinarian. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobuson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City. Taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home garden tractor, McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Thursday, soybeans and corn were lower, cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein, enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling. Export demand remains slow as Brazil holds a price advantage even with the recent cuts in production estimates. There have also been a few cuts for Argentina, but the crop's still much larger than last year. March beans were down 13 at 11.47 and three quarters. May was 12.5 lower at 11.52 and a half. Part of that was the pressure from bean meal, down another $7.10 in the March at 334.90. March soybean oil was 62 points lower at 44.21. Corn was down on fund and technical selling, up early but unable to follow through, hitting another round of new contract lows. Demand for ethanol use is solid, and while exports are still good, Ukraine's starting to take some of that market share. March corn was 5 lower at $4.06. May was 5 and 3 quarters lower at 418 and a half. And wheat was mixed. Chicago was steady to firm, finding some interest near the recent lows, while Kansas City and Minneapolis were down on slow exports and large supplies. Near-term winter wheat weather tends to favor the east over the west. March Chicago held at 583 and a quarter. March Kansas City was down 3 and a quarter at 574. March Minneapolis wheat was 8 cents lower at 651 and a quarter. Live cattle were lower and feeders were mixed at a widespread direct cash cattle business and the USDA's cattle on feed numbers, which are out Friday afternoon. April live is down $1.15 at 186.55. June was 60 lower at 182.70. March feeders were 70 higher at 252.05. April feeders were up 77 at 256.70. And nearby hogs were up on spread trade along with the cash and wholesale business during the session. April lean was $1.22 higher at 87.20, and June was up 95 at 98.92. Brent Barnett has your full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential that lives within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid crop nutrition plan starts with the crop. and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients, ensuring that every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates and greater overall efficiency. And with our comprehensive customer support and robust agronomic knowledge, you can feel confident that your precision crop nutrition plan is the right one to reach your goals. Apply less, expect more, precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer and achieve more with less at agroliquid.com.
Office. Direct Cash Cattle Trade still has just a few bids on the table in parts of Kansas and Nebraska Thursday afternoon, but so far they're passed. Asking prices are around 184 plus in the south and 292 plus in the north. Boxed beef closed higher on Thursday with choice up $1.99 at $299.79, and select was up $1.35 at $285.81. The choice select spread was $13.98. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head. Cash hogs closed steady to higher on Thursday. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 58 cents with a base range of $66 to $75 and weighted average price of $66.75. The Iowa Minnesota was up 93 cents with a weighted average of $73.74. Estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up more than 128,000 on the year. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Harchi Lumber isn't just your building supply superstore. They offer a number of construction services for every type of job. Their drafting team can provide you with a set of house plans that includes front, back, left, and right views, as well as floor, foundation, and wall section detail plans. When you purchase your materials from Harchi Lumber, you're eligible to receive these plans at a discount. When you're ready to build an addition or a new home altogether, call Harchi Lumber at 608-985-7207.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The U.S. EPA has finalized a rule allowing the year-round sale of E15 fuel blends in 8 Midwestern states. But Monty Shaw with the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association tells Brownfield the rule goes into effect in 2025.
Consumers and retailers have certainty on E15 sales starting in 2025 and going forward, but we don't know if we're going to be able to sell it this summer.
More news is next.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
The Supplemental Security Income Program provides monthly payments to help meet basic needs, like putting food on the table, paying the rent, or buying new shoes for growing feet. You may qualify if your income and financial resources are low, and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. Call 1-800-772-1213 or go to ssa.gov/SSI to start to apply. Produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Ag land values in the Midwest continue to rise. The Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago reports that values in the 7th District saw an annual increase of 6% in 2023. However, David Opadahl, Fed policy advisor, says that increase has slowed.
A little softer, you know, the first single-digit increase in several years.
An ag economist for the National Milk Producers Federation says he expects an even higher rate of dairy farm closures in the coming year. Peter Vitaliano tells Brownfield last year the U.S. lost nearly 6% of licensed dairy farms in USDA's February milk production report. U.S. ethanol production moved a little bit higher last week while stocks were tighter. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says production averaged 1,084,000 barrels a day, up 1,000 on the week and 55,000 on the year. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield Ag News.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Knowing your ground. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with AgroLiquid. Every grower knows what parts of their field are best and which are the worst. On this episode of Managing for Profit, an expert with AgroLiquid says growers should have a plan for how they are going to manage those low-performing areas. More coming up on Brownfield.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential that lives within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid crop nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients, ensuring that every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential. Maximizing growth while offering lower use rates and greater overall efficiency. And with our comprehensive customer support and robust agronomic knowledge, you can feel confident that your precision crop nutrition plan is the right one to reach your goals. Apply less, expect more, precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer and achieve more with less at agroliquid.com.
Galen Beer, sales strategy lead with AgroLiquid, says producers need to have a good idea of the performance potential of their land.
We all have low areas in a field or hilltops that won't perform if it's a hilltop and it's sandy and it needs a drink of water every week as a result of that. You'd like to say, hey, get that yield on that hilltop up to equal with the rest of the field. It's probably not going to allow you to do that if the limitation is the water holding capacity of the soil. But know those areas of the farm so that you can make appropriate decisions on how much you want to spend on it. Many times you can bring those low yielding areas up with some management practices, but it's not 100% true.
Beer says sampling these areas is key.
You know, the industry's kind of moved away from grids more and moved more towards zones. And I think that was a wise move. The zones show you those areas where there's a shift in the ability of that soil to hold nutrients and water. Or maybe you're picking up a zone that needs some attention in the way of lime or something else. So it helps you see where your problem spots are. Now, the next piece of that is you need to be able to manage those zones, which would come through some sort of variable rate mapping and variable rate. And so don't lay awake at night figuring out how to make the low spot better if you don't have the equipment or your supplier doesn't have the equipment to help you do that.
And Beer says growers should look to maintain areas that are not likely to see improvement rather than investing money toward pushing yield.
If you'll focus on just making sure you maintain that soil in that productive situation, again, lime, potassium, things like that, then, you know, when you get to a low commodity year, you're not having to overspend just to keep that where it's at. So those good performing areas, make sure that we're always keeping them consistently good areas. Your challenged areas are always going to be an evaluation of, can I make it produce, number one, and number two, can I make it produce profitably? And so you might make a poorer area produce well if it's $8 corn and still be profitable, but at a low commodity price, that low yielding area might not be worth the added investment.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on-the-farm delivery, they have you covered. For bulk orders, Economy Feeds nutritionists can work with you to determine the best mix to help you save money.
Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg.
Pushing 12-hour days, pulling all damn nighters. But come 5 o'clock, I'm the hell out of here. Man, it's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Yeah. Thank God for the end of the week, hallelujah. For some hell-bent people, wanna burn right through. Couple kegs in the bag, let's tap them into gear. Man, it's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Line them up, throw them down, down. Now we don't need much, just another damn round. Man, it's abracadabra, they all disappear. It's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Megan single again, cause her and her friends, they swinging like a wrecking ball when they came in. Drinking so loud the whole bar could hear. Man, it's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Light 'em up, throw 'em down, down. Now we don't need much, just another damn round. Man, it's abracadabra, they all disappear. It's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer.
crosshairs like an old red rider. When it comes to a pop top, it's a ready aim fire. Crack a can, that's some damn music to my ears. It's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Line them up, throw them down, down. Now we don't need much, just another damn round. Man, it's abracadabra, they all disappear. It's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Line them up, throw them down, down. Now we don't need much, just another damn round. Man, it's abracadabra, they all disappear. It's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer.
Winter is the season at Vitesnik Power Sports for snowmobiles and boat shows. Beat the crowds and the admission at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Come see the great deals from brands like Tracker, Sun Tracker, Ranger, Regency, Nitro, Tahoe, Triton, and Sea-Doo. Our clearance models won't last long. Join us at Vitesnik's in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9, or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
Savor the flavor at Richland Locker with their unbeatable deals. Whole New York strip loins are just $6.48 per pound, and hand-cut New York strips are only $7.98 a pound. But that's not all. Discover a sea of Lent-friendly options, from shrimp to breaded walleye and haddock fillets to cod loins. And don't forget, fresh fish every Thursday afternoon. Richland Locker, where quality meets affordability. Hurry in and stock up on the best for your table.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Coach Johnson would love to spread some health and hope this month. In honor of Valentine's Day being the 14th, I'll provide 14% off this month for those who place a new order with me. You can reach out on Facebook or contact me at 608-604-7751. Others took advantage of last month's offer, and that group is down over 100 pounds already. Are you ready to lose weight, maintain, or add muscle? Our program can help. You know me, I love to coach. Contact Coach Johnson today, have an informed conversation, and get 14% off.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
It was right after senior year, just before the summer disappeared. We went riding them old farm roads, hanging out on the gate of his truck. We threw a blanket neath the sunset, being brave as 18 gets. We gave each other more than our hearts, with the help of a mason jar. Drinking watermelon moonshine, the barn with a little light, parking back in them cuts.
City singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all, but I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall. And that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, and everyone's the same. And this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes